You continue to toil at your job endlessly. Eventually, a new boss arrives. Agent PVAH, he gives you a couple small promotions, keeps you around despite your flaws, and seems to appreciate your work, but overall there's not much to look forward to. Eventually, the manufacturing factory you work for is forced to close down due to a collapse caused by the magical pressure exerted on the company by unseen pseudo-art archetypal big boys playing sick twisted games of impotent alcidence. Despite rumors to this extent and the general discontent, management will one ever speaks out against the company running the factory, lest they end up like that one guy who got Yoko droned out of the 11th dimensional structure. Having met their quotas for every tiny library, the representatives to these corporations were graciously given the privilege of being grounded to bone dust after being dehydrated, ready for rich scum to snort. After the factory closes, you slowly starve to death, something you were working on while employed there anyways. Before the inevitable escape from these earthly trappings, your free time and gnosis-inducing hunger bring you to a lot of realizations in your wispy thoughts, but you know this be not the pinnacle of your spiritual society's knowledge. If only I had more time to play my cards differently, you think I'm your deathbed.